Congressman John Mica says GSA has stonewalled him from getting information about Public Building Services' plans to sell off excess federal buildings. They've been stonewalling for months, he says. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with analysis and reaction to the scandal at GSA. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so why does Congressman Mica and others believe these problems detailed by the IG are just the tip of the iceberg?
Well, you know, Mica held a press conference yesterday on Capitol Hill. He used all those exclamations you expect from a congressman about the IG report. He's appalled. He's astonished by abuse and waste. But also remember, Mica is also the chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which oversees the GSA's public building service. He says $800,000 as waste is nothing compared to the billions of dollars PBS is wasting by sitting on unused federal facilities. He says the problems outlined by the GSA IG are just an example of the management problems at PBS.
We have requested from GSA since last December administrative cost details, which the agency has continually stonewalled us. As you may recall, about 2 weeks I held another meeting and I had to pass a resolution on another project that would save $500 million in taxpayer money, for which our requests were denied for information or for a plan to deal with some consolidation of some of the federal buildings in our nation's capital.
Now, Mica says GSA has lost control, is stuck in neutral when it comes to getting rid of vacant buildings. He says the IG report will put a spotlight on GSA and their failures across the board. Now, let's be honest here. Mica is playing some politics here. But there are others who kind of agree with his conclusion about GSA and their management problems. Scott Amey is the general counsel for the Project on Government Oversight. He says while other agencies have had management troubles too, none have been as consistent as GSA.
I think even with this latest IG report that's talking about the conference in Las Vegas, is you do have a problem with excessive spending, but it also got into procurement failures. And so it's wide-ranging kind of the problems that are existing with GSA. And at that point, they are tied together. It really does start with the top in management. And what is this agency, with the mission that this agency is performing for the government as far as facility management, leasing, as far as selling goods and services? You know, is this agency performing in the best interest of taxpayers? Or is it operating in the best interest of its own bottom line or in the interest of in contractors?
Now, Amy says that this is being the second scandal that's caused the administrator to resign also shows problems that are systemic.
This is people that were involved in the planning of this conference, in the setup of this conference. Even all the attendees of this conference probably should have said, hey, wait a second, this is above my per diem. This is way above any limits that I should get, and should have really asked questions about the lavish spending, the parties, and a lot of the gifts that were being handed out with T-shirts and canteens and yearbooks and, you know, commemorative coins, different things like that. Most of the people inside the government know what the rules and regulations are for conflicts of interest and ethics. And at that point, I'm just surprised that more red flags weren't raised at the time.
I think a lot of people are asking those same questions. Now, going back to Mica's complaint regarding what he says are the billions of dollars that the public building service is wasting by sitting on unused federal facilities, you know, part of that problem could be Congress, because they've got a lot of bills in front of them, don't they, that they haven't really acted on.
Absolutely, and I think not part of the problem. I think about half the problem is Congress on this one. You know, the Obama administration and Congress are working together to set up that civilian committee to make recommendations and have Congress vote yes or no on getting rid of buildings. The bill has passed the House, or some version of that bill has passed the House. Now it's on the Senate, and in fact, I did ask Congressman Mica that exact question about Congress's role.
There are requirements to change out some of the laws, and we're trying to do that. Unfortunately, too, we've also met with some opposition, and I'm not happy about that. I can't comment on any individuals who stood in the way, whether it's our nation's capital or across the country.
Now, I think Mike's point is that the lack of progress around disposing of those 14,000 buildings, again, is a symptom of a bigger issue. I asked GSA for comment or some response to Mica's accusations. In response, GSA did provide us with a letter from Dan Tangerlini, the new acting GSA administrator, to GSA staff. We have that posted on federalnewsradio.com. But basically, Tangerlini lays out steps to ensure that management issues are addressed, including reviewing of all planned and proposed conferences, canceling a number of conferences that primarily involve internal staff, launching an evaluation of GSA conference and travel policies, and enhancing the focus of oversight by risk management. Obviously, this does not address the PBS issues. This addresses only what was found in the IG report. So it would have been nice to have gotten kind of more comments from GSA about whether, in fact, they were stolen and walling them, or is this just a Republican playing a little bit of politics?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. This is really a situation. Sounds like the armadillo is crawled into its shell. So what comes next for GSA and Congress?
Well, as we talked about, Tangerlini is the acting administrator. He says he wants to restore GSA's reputation, recommit to core values of efficiency and effectiveness. And that's, I think, the smart thing to do on his part. You know, if you looked at crisis communications, he checked the box as well. However, Congress obviously has other plans. And Congressman John Mica.
On our return the week of the 16th of April, we've conferred with Chairman Denham. As you know, under transportation, one of our subcommittees deals with public buildings. And we will be conducting a full hearing on this and other matters, trying to hold GSA accountable for taxpayer waste inefficiency that is mind-boggling in its scope.
Now, other committees are going to look at this as well. Congressman Daryl Issa and Elijah Cummings, the chairman and ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, have asked GSA for more briefings, and I imagine hearings are going to come from them as well. And I know the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee also is taking a closer look at what happened and the management failures. Now, as for Tangerlini, you know, in some ways he's got to pick up the pieces. There's one really interesting comment on our site from a GSA, someone who calls themselves a GSA employee, and says, you know, by and large, GSA is a good place to be, that this was a aberration of what happened with this PBS conference. And Martha Johnson and her staff, her senior staff, were very smart about being cost conscious. But still, I think there's some morale issues that he's going to have to pick up, Dan Tangerlini. And, you know, what other hidden reports, what other examples of excessive spending are out there, waste? For instance, the Project on Government Oversight has a blog that talks about another conference that also is excessive spending. And you can find that on the POGO website. But basically what they're saying is it's just how many more are out there. And Tangerlini's probably kind of get to the bottom of that. Now, one quick aside I'm going to add to this, because I think this is an important point. I asked several people about the what's going on at GSA, in government, out of government, on Capitol Hill. And I'll tell you, across the board, I haven't heard one bad word about Martha Johnson, about Bob Peck, the former commissioner of PBS. They really were given a lot of credit and a lot of confidence in the steps they were taking to improve GSA. They want to become more efficient. So I think that this is why this is so, as one person told me, jaw-dropping, because the end came so quickly.
Jason, I was wondering, about that, the reaction in the community. Now, you spent some time at Fosse also in the last day or so. And is this the talk of the town, so to speak?
Well, I think there's a lot of people talking about it. Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I keep hearing time and again is what's that end result going to be to GSA? What's it mean for the people who work at GSA, who deal with GSA? So I think that one of the things is just, okay, who is Dan Tangerlini, and what changes, how is his management style going to be different than Martha Johnson's?
It's interesting, too, because I think this brings to light the fact that the last confirmed administrator was during the Bush administration, and Loretta Doane left in a hurry, fired by the administration following a tangle with IG Brian Miller. So if two things make a pattern, then we had a string of four acting administrators. In fact, later this morning, we'll be talking with one of them, Jim Williams, who filled in there for a while. Maybe continuity of leadership is the problem for that agency.
And if you go back even before that, Tom, do you remember the parking of money scandal that wrecked the Federal Technology Service, the Federal Supply Service,
yep,
back in the early 2000s? I mean, listen, this is what Scott Amy's point was from POGO. You have this series of, you know, scandals that are just taking effect on GSA, and they're not that big of an agency. Now, yes, other agencies, DHS, DOD, have scandals and are problematic. But as Scott Amy said, look at the size of those agencies and the wide management, you know, issues that they're dealing with versus GSA, which is, you know, I think 16,000 or 30,000 employees. Yes, they're spread across the country. Yes, you know, you can't say one bad apple spoils a whole bunch. But when you look at the last decade, three major scandals, and two of them took out the administrator, that leaves a lot to question.
Well, we'll have to see how this one develops, maybe. Also, I was going to ask, do we know if Dan Tangerlini is going to be appointed for Senate confirmation as the permanent yet?
Right, I don't think we know that yet. I've reached out to the White House to get more details on that, and I've not heard back yet.
Well, if he can run Metro, he can certainly run GSA, I would say.
Well, there's some question whether he could run Metro. Yeah. Have you ridden the Metro?
Well, that's for another day. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining us.